Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:40 now, 20 till 10 on this Giving Tuesday. And I guess that's a offshoot of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, etc. Michael Williamson joins us, president and CEO of United Way of Southeastern Louisiana. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Tommy.
Thank you for taking the time with us. We appreciate it. I know you're busy today. At least you hope you're busy, huh?
Yes, sir, but thanks for having us on.
Tell me about the United Way in terms of, I guess, what it is your goal for today is and what you're asking people to do, and then we'll get on to the work of the United Way.
So long-term, our goal is to lift more and more families out of poverty, but in particular on Giving Tuesday, which is the largest day of giving around the world. We're trying to rally folks throughout Southeast Louisiana to support the 39 partners that are working with us on our big goal of ending poverty. So this is a big day for people to get out and make small gifts, big gifts, from a 39 different to 39 different organizations we partner with.
Is poverty in this country something that flies beneath the radar? And how big of a problem is it? And I'll throw one more in, Michael, and then you can have as much time as you need. I don't think people realize how close they may be to needing the services of the United Way.
No, it's a really good point. I mean, I think a lot of folks recognize that poverty, exists around our country and certainly in our region. And that's usually, throughout Southeast Louisiana, roughly 20% of our households. But to your point, our report that the study we've done called the ALICE Report, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained but Employed, shows that on top of that 19 or so percent, there's another 30 or so percent of the households that live above poverty but are just one paycheck away. And so it's a significant issue, almost one in two households. But today we're trying to capture the generosity of folks throughout our region and try to get as much resource to great agencies that are trying to address the issue.
You mentioned some of your partners. Did you say 39?
So we had 39 sign up for this particular Giving Tuesday promotion, although others may be doing things independently. But 39 of our 62 partners signed on to us with us to do a joint promotion. And the beauty of it today, Tommy, is for folks that go to unitedwaysela.org/givingtuesday and pick from one of these 39 agencies, 100% of your gift is going to go to that organization.
So what are some of the 39 agencies, Michael?
Well, there's ones we know so well, like the American Red Cross and Kingsley House and the Boy Scouts. There are also smaller organizations like Operation Restoration, Safe Harbor, Son of a Saint, Southeast Louisiana Legal Services, and a host of others that are all in one way, shape, or form trying to tackle the root causes of poverty.
So that's the event that's going on today, the volunteer event?
So we, on top of encouraging folks to make, gifts, small gifts to support these organizations, we're actually over at Olive and Gentile Charter School doing a volunteer project with, a bunch of our volunteers that showed up today at the school to try to make some nice improvements to the school for the children that go here.
You know, I'm looking at the webpage here for UnitedWaySela.org, and it's impressive, important, maybe would be a better word, how important volunteers are to the effort.
Well, listen, we have, lots of, things that we can spend our money on, and a lot of folks are very charitable with their treasures or their financial resources. But on top of that, you can get out and volunteer and use your time, which is also a treasure, to make an impact, and it adds up as well. And it can turn into tens of thousands, millions of dollars in impact just through volunteer service alone.
How often do these volunteer events occur? And if somebody wants to get involved with one, is there a calendar where they can look to say, well, I can't do it this weekend, I can do it the following?
Absolutely. It's a great question, Tommy. If you go to our website, unitedwayscla.org, and click on the volunteer tab, there is a link to a calendar. There are always volunteer needs that are out there, and you can search through those and find things that are things that you may be interested in working on. You can also sign up through our volunteer system to receive regular updates when new opportunities arise. So this is one day of promotion, but the other 364 days out of the year, there are certainly opportunities to volunteer your time.
How big has this gotten at Giving Tuesday?
Well, you know, it's I think last year there was over 3.6 million people from 150 countries around the world contributed over $400 million on Giving Tuesday. So clearly, you know, it's been a huge success. It continues to grow. And it's just this time of year when folks, you know, many folks still feel blessed and feel like they can do something to give back. We just want to make that easy by saying you can make a gift of your time by volunteering, or just a small gift, $5 or $10 here or there can add up really, really quickly.
You know, I get a text here of, we don't need the United Way, and I don't mean to laugh, but it is kind of funny because there are so many organizations out there to help people when in fact the United Way is one of the bigger organizations that help people, right? Is there a confliction there where people don't realize that you are the safety net for people?
Well, I think what we pride ourselves on, and I appreciate the text, Tommy, what we pride ourselves on is our ability to pull together organizations and create a coordinated effort to make sure that the resources that we do gather are being used as efficiently and effectively as possible. And here's what we can show. By working with our partners, for every dollar we're given, we yield $4.37 in community impact. And in 1 year alone, that totaled $52 million in community impact. So while there are lots of great organizations out there doing great work, we pride ourselves on being able to coordinate the effort so we create as an efficient and effective, you know, effort as possible.
Has Giving Tuesday become so big or grown so much that it's a vital part of budgets where organizations are now budgeting X amount based on past contributions?
Tommy, for anybody that's ever been involved with a nonprofit, you know, every day and every source of giving is important, and every dollar, $1,000, et cetera, are important to a nonprofit budget. And so, yes, it has become an essential part of planning. We hope on this day to be able to maximize giving to these 39 organizations. And once again, we're covering the cost to process these gifts. And so we're encouraging folks to give through our site so that 100% of those funds can go directly to those organizations.
And I'm looking at the organizations here. If somebody wants to donate today, they can designate, for example, Jewish Family Service of Greater New Orleans, Junior Achievement. I happen to be on the Jays here, as you can tell. Kingsley House, as you mentioned, Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, Metro Centers for Community Advocacy, New Orleans Family Justice Alliance. They can donate their money and then allocate it to whatever organization they want, and 100% of the funds are going to go to that organization?
Exactly. When you go to that page, you click on that organization, and when you make that gift, we'll ensure that 100% of the funds go directly to that organization, which is not something that would typically happen if you give through other sites, because there's always going to be some sort of, you know, card processing fee when you use a credit card or if you use your PayPal account. And you mentioned Junior Achievement, which is one of our newer partners. We're actually opening up a United Way office, a virtual office for the children in their biz town. So we're excited to be a partner of theirs and glad that you're involved with them.
And it is an umbrella. For example, I'm looking at Second Harvest Food Bank. If somebody were to go to UnitedWayCLA.org, make the contribution today to Food Bank, you're saying 100% of that money is going to the Food Bank, Second Harvest Food Bank.
100%, and we are such big fans of Second Harvest Food Bank. Natalie J. Rowe, their CEO, is such a great friend of United Way, and we always enjoy partnering with them. But you look at all the organizations, Tommy, you can just see that it runs the gamut of organizations that are doing great work, and we're trying to use this day to try to get them more resources at this point in the time and during the year when folks are feeling maybe a little bit more generous.
And before we run out of time, people that are interested in volunteering, what type of volunteers are you looking for? What kind of skill set should they have?
Tommy, here's the beauty of working with the United Way Hands-On Volunteer Center. You can have a lot of skill, and we can put you to use building and assembling things, or no skill, and we can put you in a room helping organize classroom materials, et cetera. So your skill levels will vary, and we recognize that if folks have a little bit of time, let's allow them to use that the best way they possibly can. So no skill required, but if you have some, that's great.
And if you want to volunteer, go ahead, volunteer, tell United Way what you can do, and then from there you'll best put them into a situation, if they're willing, I guess, to maximize their ability, right?
Yes, sir. Best thing to do is to go to our website, unitedwaysela.org, click on the volunteer tab, create an account in our Hands-On Volunteer Center online, and that way we'll know what your skills are, what you're interested in, and we'll make sure you get updates when projects arise that may meet your skills.
Is there anything, Michael, you wanted to add before we let you go?
No, Tommy, I think, to the point of the text earlier, we're just so blessed to have so many great partners that have all signed up to address the issue of poverty, and we're trying to use this day to get them as much resources as they possibly can need, because, every dollar that we get yields a tremendous impact in the community. We just appreciate the opportunity to come on and promote it. It's going on all day. I will tell you, folks, if you follow Demario Davis on social media, he's been a huge champion of this effort.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, and I forgot. I'm glad you did, because I don't know who could not be a fan of Demario Davis, and he's given us his endorsement, so get involved. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time, and have a good day.
Thank you, Tommy.
And a profitable day. Michael Williamson, President and CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. It is 9:51. When we come back, we'll talk to Newell Norman, see what's on his mind, and what he's got coming up for you today on his show here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.